Thank you very much, Stephanie. Thank you very much, distinguished delegates from the Bahamas. It's a fantastic question that you raised, and part of the answer is in fact in your own formulation. Why there is no specific reference to supply chains, it's because we do have as a framework for the division why we are called globalization and interdependence and development strategies, we do have a systemic or integrated outlook into understanding how various variables and processes in the global economy affect countries, each other, and how they produce new outcomes. At the same time, you're right, we have been looking at elements of supply chain disruptions in our studies on the structure of inflation. That was TDR 2022, 2023. It is always with us. Of course, it will also inform our analysis going forward this year and most likely in 2026. Because we anticipate continued reorientation of trade channels. It will be very interesting for us to see the process of value addition and success cases in this new topography of trade relationships. And I would say that the question of supply chains and more generally value chains becomes even more important and under-examined in the turn towards service-based trade and service-based economic structures. We would be delighted to cooperate with other divisions and also apply our own studies, but it does depend a lot on available posts and funding. So if I can elaborate further, but I think everybody's tired.